From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 22nd at 8:56. And we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are lower here to start the new week, led by soybeans after a disappointing close on Friday. Continue to see some weakness here on soybeans to start the early week. Of course, the phone call there Friday morning between President Trump and China failed to really mention any specifics on ag trade and or soybeans. So that was a little disappointing to the bean trade on Friday. And then Argentina announced this morning that they were going to suspend export taxes till the end of October, which is expected to free up a few more bushels for them to export down in Argentina. So that's adding to the weakness here this morning as we see November beans now down around 30 cents or so between Friday and Monday's trade here so far. So we'll see what happens as the day goes on. Obviously, a little rain around in the Midwest, somewhat spotty, but well received in those areas that did get some rain. So harvest off to a little bit of a slow start here early this morning. So corn and wheat down as well, but not nearly to the impact of what soybeans are down. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Continue to keep an eye on both of those reports. Otherwise, it looks like a pretty standard week in terms of news. We'll continue to wait and see what harvest data gets looking like here as the week goes on. If we can get back in the field in a timely manner, we'll get a few more rain showers hanging around the Midwest here for the next few days. Look like the heaviest totals are going to be along that Ohio Valley region, which may offer a little support to river levels here in the Ohio River and then down through southern Mississippi. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. As for prices here this morning, December corn at 419 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. March corn at 437 and a quarter, that's down 4. November soybeans at 1009 and a quarter, down 16 and a quarter. January beans at 1028 and three quarters, that's down 16. October meal at 277.70, that's down 520. October bean oil at 49 even, that's down 103. December Chicago wheat at 514 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. March at 532.5, that's down 8 1/4. December Kansas City wheat at 501 and three quarters, down 5.5. Livestock markets here this morning are mostly higher. Cattle on feed report leaned friendly again with placements down 10% from a year ago. October cattle at 235.80, that's up 2.22. December cattle at 238.67, up 2.95. September feeders 361.57, up 2.42. October's at 358.72, up 4.62. October lean hogs 98.17, up 20. December hogs at 88.22, up 60. So trade news and harvest yields continue to be the drivers here, and we'll continue to wait for news, or more news, I guess, on either one of those here as the week goes on, Kimberly.